Moon Boy, The Blunder Years. Written and read by Chris O'Dowd and Nick V. Murphy. Dedications. To all the nieces and nephews and godchildren whose birthdays I always forget, this book is for you. Happy birthday! And to President Obama. He knows why.
To my 3-year-old son, Leo, who insists I'm the funniest person he's ever met. May you never meet another person.
Good afternoon, reader, or good morning, listener, or good evening, watcher, for those of you who are watching someone else read this novel and trying to guess the contents. Whoever you are, welcome to this book. Before we begin, I need to carry out a quick survey. Are you listening to this book because A. you have a scientific interest in the moon, B. you have a scientific interest in the misspelling of the word moon, C. you want to find out how quick and easy it is to obtain an imaginary friend that you'll cherish for life, or D. you listen to anything. You're just like that. If your answer is A or B, then I'm afraid you're going to be disappointed. There's very little moon action in this story, apart from the brief appearance of a wrestler's wrinkly bum. If your answer is C, then you'll be equally disappointed. I suggest you pick up a copy of Imaginary Friends, The Quick and Easy Guide to Forever Friendship by a former colleague of mine, Customer Service Representative 263748. He wrote it while working at the Corporate League of Imaginary Friends Federation. It's a comprehensive and well-researched body of work that will send you to sleep within seconds of opening its cover. If your answer is D, then good for you. You're my kind of listener. I'm glad we got rid of that other bunch of idiots who picked A, B, and C. And may I say, you are in for a treat. If you like shenanigans, you've come to the right book. These pages are riddled with ridicule, peppered with pranks, and seasoned with spelling mistakes. So if you're looking for a tale that deals with the perils and hazards of imaginary friendship, you should find Moon Boy, The Blunder Years, completely satisfactory. So let's get on with it. My tea's getting cold. And stop picking your nose. You'd think I can't see you, but I can. And it's disgusting. Anyway, enjoy the book. Just ready your ears and proceed with caution. Chapter 1. The Scrunchy Inquest.
Boyle, the third nibble of Ireland. On a wet Wednesday in the middle of the last month of the summer holidays. Weather forecast. Drizzle, with a chance of crizzle in the afternoon. Moon Dictionary. Crizzle. Cloudy drizzle.
It was the summer holidays, and it was raining. Again. Martin Moon might have been free from the shackles of the classroom, but now he was forced to do even more hard time at home, with the fierce females of his flippin' family. And he was fast finding out that women are a tricky bunch. Sisters are even trickier. And older sisters have the ability to bewilder the finest magicians in the world with their tricksiness. Martin Moon had 3 older sisters, and a very older mother, who was someone else's sister. This made the 11-year-old simpleton feel like he was drowning in women, or slowly submerging in female quicksand. Either way, not ideal. If only his useless mother had given him a brother. Just one. Just a single, tall, lanky companion to help him do battle with this legion of ladies. But she hadn't. Probably just to spite him. No, Martin Moon was alone in this fight. An army of one. And on this wet Wednesday morning, as on every other morning, he found himself under siege.
"This was the best house in the world before you were born,"
explained Sinead, jabbing a jammy finger at Martin's face. She then picked up her buttery toast and wrapped her snack-happy jaws around her 6th slice of the morning.
"Now, let's not go mad,"
reasoned Martin.
"Sure. How could it have been the best house if I wasn't even in it?"
"That's why it was the best house in the world, you plonk,"
repeated Sinead, spraying him with a mouthful of toast crumbs. His other sisters, Fidelma and Tricia, murmured in agreement. They were eating breakfast while gawping at the television, clearly too busy to actually voice their dislike of their brother. Martin had been accused of ruining his closest sister's scrunchie by using it as a catapult. When I say closest, I mean in age. As siblings, they were as close to each other as a badger is to a trap.
Scrunchie. A simple rubber band